Today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
I'm going to talk about death. Now, I know nobody feels comfortable talking about this, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen to all of us at some time or another. And the way in which we deal with that has changed considerably over the years for a whole lot of reasons. And what piqued me on this was a report that we saw earlier this week from Global News about some of the innovations that are happening in this industry right now and things that we need to be paying attention to. Global's Sophie Liu has this report, and then we'll talk about it.
Micah Truman is the CEO of Return Home in Seattle, a place where you can take your loved one's remains to be turned into soil. Washington State was the first jurisdiction in the world to legalize this option. It's done by cocooning the body in organics inside a vessel with warm air circulating.
So the organics around the body rocket to temperature, let's say 120, 130 degrees in very short order, a couple days. And that in turn takes the body up to temperature. The moment that happens, the microbes in your body will transform your body back to the earth.
And 60 days later, you end up with soil. This greener alternative to coffins and cremations is not available in Canada yet, but experts here say it's only a matter of time. Sophie Liu, Global News.
Interesting report, and especially because we've seen some of those innovations. And although that technology that Sophie talked about is not available in Canada, there are alternatives, and especially right here in this area, here in Southern Ontario. And to that end, we are pleased to welcome our next guest. She is, in fact, our daughter, Amanda Kelly, who has developed an interesting process with her partner. She is the co-founder of Awake, and she is an expert in safe and environmentally cremation procedures, by the way, which is something that's growing almost on a daily, if not weekly basis. First of all, Amanda, thanks for joining us. I know how busy you are these days with the business. I saw that happen just a couple of weeks ago when we were at the Spring Home Show at the International Center. The number of people that stopped by your booth and were very fascinated in this is remarkable. I think it's a reminder to us, and maybe an awakening ourselves, that people are changing. Environmental issues, a number of different factors are being considered now when we're looking at next steps in death care, really, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks so much for having me, Dad. There are a lot of factors that go into families' decisions for how they want to honor their loved one and where their final resting place would be. You have your beliefs, your family lifestyle, and of course, financial situations, and the grief journey. So when and how you want to honor them and lay them to rest can factor into how you're processing your grief. If you have family members traveling from around the world, if we're in the middle of a pandemic. So the way that we are remembering the ones that we love and the way that we are giving tribute to them is definitely evolving.
The statistics here I found amazing and eye-opening. And let's talk about cremation, for instance. Initially, and I guess back in the old days, which is probably about 4 or 5 years ago now, burial or cremation seemed to be about the only two alternatives, really. Canadians have really moved towards cremation in big numbers, haven't we?
Yes, and that development has been happening for it started a couple of decades ago. At present, about 3/4 of Canadians choose to be cremated when their time comes. As you mentioned earlier, there are a couple newer technologies that are being introduced into the market. There is something that was recently legalized in Ontario called aquamation, which is a water-based form of disposition as opposed to cremation, where the family is still with aquamation, given an urn with essentially ashes at the end of the process. So there are some really big shifts happening in what has been for a very long time, centuries even, quite a traditional industry.
I mean, we're not building a lot of cemeteries these days, and you know, we with the boomers are passing away. I mean, there's that economics of it right now. The other, of course, as you mentioned, is price, and I want to talk about that. But maybe the overriding factor, I guess, Amanda, with a lot of this stuff, as the literature that you've shown me from Awake and some of these other innovations, is environmental concerns. So let's talk about what we call a green burial. Exactly, why should we consider something like that when we're talking about making preparations for this?
Sure. Yeah. There are a number of different factors. Land use planning, like you mentioned, a lot of cemeteries are not being, we're not making new space. And especially as we're looking at urban density and housing issues, the idea of having to dedicate quite a significant chunk of land for our loved ones to be laid isn't always appealing to a lot of people individually. And it can be a struggle for both businesses in the death care sector, as well as municipalities when they're planning for their spaces. So that is definitely a factor, I think, in a lot of people's decisions choosing cremation, because having to find a cemetery plot and finance a cemetery plot and ask yourself, is this somewhere where we will be able to visit on a regular basis? Is it somewhere where we will feel emotionally and spiritually close to them? Are questions that Canadians have been asking themselves. So a lot of families do ultimately choose cremation. Like I said, 3/4 of Canadians. And one of the other greatest shifts that we've seen in the industry is that now about 60% of those people choosing cremation actually choose to take the ashes home rather than inter them in a cemetery. So we have many, many families, at minimum hundreds of thousands of families across Canada who have ashes at home. 1 in 5 households in our country have a family member's ashes with them. A human family member, let alone pets. So you can only imagine that number is probably double. Mm-hmm. And then they ask themselves, you know, maybe you've had them for a short amount of time, or maybe you've had Uncle Fred on the mantle for years and you're moving or you're spring cleaning and you're like, you know what? It's really time to lay him to rest, I think. What should we do?
Well, there's a problem with that, though, as I found out. And for people that, you know, especially because, as you say, if they bring the ashes home, they may want to do something personal with it. You know, maybe plant, there'd be a burial, maybe plant a tree or a plant in honor, et cetera. But I was shocked to find out, I know you know this information, that those remains are actually toxic if we're going to put them into the earth.
Yeah, exactly. So you touched on two things here. Number one, just to dispel a question that a lot of people have. So spreading or scattering ashes is perfectly legal in Canada. So if you want to return your loved one to earth or to place them in a natural place, you're allowed to spread ashes in your backyard. You're allowed to spread ashes on any crown land, provincial parks, national parks, even in our lakes. However, what we are hoping that people, or we believe that people should know, is that those ashes themselves, while they're very safe to touch, they're perfectly sanitary, they do have a toxic impact on our environment. So the pH level of cremation ashes is comparable to a bleach. It's 11.8 for any scientists out there. And naturally, introducing a substance with that compound, along with some other biogeochemical factors, has a major impact on our plant life, on our soil health, on our ecosystems. So, like you mentioned, what we do at Awake is we have a solution. It's an internationally patented amendment that is combined with cremation ashes, so that when you choose to return your loved one to Earth, you can actually grow new life with plants that you have in your home, or rose bushes in your garden, or even a special place that you hike to in nature. You know that when you're returning them to Earth, you are actually nourishing the environment and truly giving them new life.
I'm amazed too, as I say, when I spent some time at your booth at the show there a couple of weeks ago at the International Center, about the number of people that are already on to this. It's not as if you have to convince them or explain to them. People, I think, are doing their own research and trying to find a better way than the traditional ways that they've been done for generations upon generations. And they get this, don't they, about green burials and about alternatives.
It's so true. So our product line is called Let Your Love Grow, and it is the first of its kind in Canada. However, it has been available for 10 years now in the States, and also in the UK for about 5 years, I think. What we're finding specifically in Canada, which is different than other countries around the world, is that Canadians are doing their research. Canadians really want to know. We are a people who, when it comes to important life decisions like this, we want to be really certain of the choices that we make. So we get emails and calls from people across the country all the time saying, I've done my research. Can you now help me make a plan? And it's really, it gives me a lot of faith, actually, in our country and where we're headed.
Well, and I think it's also because, as you mentioned at the top here, could be for spiritual reasons, et cetera. I mean, when we talk about things like this, it is really, you know, we come from the earth and after death, we go back to the earth. We become as one with that. And I think that checks the boxes for an awful lot of people that feel that way, that, you know, it's all cyclical, that, you know, life, death, and everything else. And they're looking for ways to do this. And I guess that's why the response you and your partners have had with Awake right now has been so incredible.
Yeah. Spiritual beliefs are a major factor. And one of our personal priorities in Awake is to be culturally inclusive in everything that we do. So I actually have completed a college program in what's called thanatology, the study of death, dying, and bereavement, which includes researching the different traditional practices and the different spiritual beliefs around our passing into out of this world from different religions, spiritualities, and backgrounds around the world. And being able to reflect Canada's families today, because we have such diverse families and not everyone in our families even have the same beliefs. Mm-hmm. So being able to reflect that in what we do is really important to us. And then I think the other point that you touched on is practicality and accessibility. So when you're looking at choosing a green option for your end of life or a family member's end of life, of course, I'm specifically in the area right now of doing that when you've also chosen cremation. However, there are natural burial grounds that have been opening up across the country where a body is not embalmed. It's not processed in any kind of way. It's cleaned and it's wrapped very simply and spiritually in either a cotton shroud or placed in a fully biodegradable casket and entered into a naturalized space. So they're not manicured plots. They're more forested or wildflowers. And people who identify with that practice, either spiritually or personally, have that option now too, which is great. That said, they are still emerging. So there's maybe 20, I would think, across Canada. I believe we have 8 in Ontario specifically. Mm-hmm. So depending on people's family and where you're located, that may be a great option. I actually know, I will say, City of Hamilton is looking to introduce a green burial ground to Hamilton cemeteries in the coming year or so. So that's something to keep an eye out for. And some other neighboring places, Niagara and Guelph, have them as well.
Well, it's a fascinating project and a fascinating approach. And as we've said, it's new, but at the same time, it's almost an extension of some of the cultural beliefs of so many of the people in our country these days, right? Multicultural. There's a lot of information. Maybe I would just about out of time here, but let's give the website anyway, because I think that's a good place to go to get some more information about this.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're always here. We do consultations for people all the time. These are important life decisions. So it's good to have guidance when you're making them. So information from us, you can find us at awakeashes.com. And our email is info@awake-canada.com.
It's a fascinating subject, and as I say, something that all of us are going to have to deal with at some time or another. And I think it's comforting to know that there's some alternatives that touch on a number of the concerns that people have, environmental issues, cost, and so many other things. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on what you guys are doing so far, and thanks so much, Amanda, for spending some time with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate being here, and thank you. Have a great day.
Amanda Kelly, co-founder of Awake and an expert in safe and environmental cremation procedures. And something to consider for all of us, each and every one of us, as we go through this process.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.